99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos. Welcome to the second part of Daily Today here. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Dimitri. So good morning.
Yeah, the weather out there this morning is looking as though it might just pour down any moment from now. So yeah, please, if you are yet to leave home, just get ready for a wet day, as it's looking here on the island. I don't know what the weatherman said last night, but it's looking like it might just rain this morning.
And if you are one of the rich ones, it should determine which car you will leave home.
You know. Yes.
Don't bring the Benz.
Oh, more that kind of life, eh?
Okay, morning.
Just there. So yesterday was the grand finale of the Ibek to Deliver Secondary Schools Debate Tournament, the second Lagos Regional.
Which school won?
The school that won, what's their name again? Yeah, this thing is really messing up with my brain. I can't remember anything.
Okay, but was it a, do you know if they were a private school or a public?
Yes, they were a private school. They're in, Lekki Phase 2.
The public schools did very well.
Oh, fantastic. They came second. Vetland has been trending on Twitter since that yesterday.
Yes.
Nationwide trend on Twitter
very well.
Since that yesterday.
Which is a credit, I mean, let's give it to them.
Yeah.
Some who have worries about public schools. That if you do your homework very well,
right,
within the public school system,
Square College, the name of the school that won.
Uh-huh. Within the public school sector, there are some schools who can go. It's not as if it's bad all through.
Yeah,
you just have to do your homework as a parent.
I mean, again, during the course of a trend on Twitter, Gawat, the essay to the governor on social media, now posted the school, the picture of the school, and you could see the investment made by the Lagos government
in the school.
Yes. It's just beautiful to watch. They have basketball court, they have football. It's beautiful, and I would hope that is replicated across public schools in Lagos.
Yeah, at least to be very honest, if you can't do all, do majority, if you can't do all, it's good. And I think the Lagos State also has to tidy up its admission policy. You can't take on all comers,
right?
Because one of the problems,
public does not mean that everybody should.
Yes, because one of the problems that you have, that I know you have in the Lagos State educational system, is that too many people across Nigeria send their children down to Lagos.
And
they can't cope.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
You know, they can't cope.
Indeed. Thanks everybody that supported Ibek to Deliver. Thanks everybody that made it trend on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We appreciate everybody. The National is coming up in August this year, and we welcome everybody that would like to partner, support, sponsor, because in August we'll be having schools from Abuja, schools from Port Harcourt, and schools from Lagos in the Nationals. And we'll camp everybody, 32 of them, we'll camp them in a single place. It's going to be mind blowing.
I think also we'd like to call on the corporate world. There are some things you do, you sponsor, not just for your benefit.
That's right.
CSR. Mm-hmm. Education is very, very vital. And we would love the support of the government to lean on the private sector. You don't just do things for people to win this and win that. Mm. No. Mm. There are some that are genuine contributions to this, and education is one of them.
Yes, indeed.
Very, very vital.
Yes, indeed.
Very vital.
Let's begin the show. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3. You'll be able to join us. We're going to start with this front page story in the Daily Trust newspaper. Many fear dead in Maiduguri explosions. Here you go.
It doesn't look good. In fact, from what I can see in this story, which the Daily Trust, of course, did fantastic coverage, including drawing the map. Mm. If you look at it and you go through all the stories, you know that there is a fear that if care is not taken, Maiduguri might go down. There is a fear there. The story says that many people are feared dead in multiple explosions. Mm. That was the key word that hit Maiduguri in Borno State. And it says the explosions occurred simultaneously at the gate of the University of Maiduguri Teaching Hospital, the Monday Market Roundabout, and the post office. That shows you that there is there could be a concerted move against Maiduguri. And it happened 15 hours after terrorists had attacked military locations. Terrorists attacked military locations in Ajari, Baga, and Damboa. The story says that we broke our fast and were about to leave the market after closing our shops when the first bomb detonated. I heard the lancer and I just saw my neck bleeding. It was my brother that used his cloth to tie my neck and brought me to the hospital, said one of the victims. And the trust, of course, they've done a very good story. If you look at the map, it gives you an idea that a lot of care has to be taken that Maiduguri doesn't go down. And they also have another story. Insurgents have surrounded Maiduguri residents. It says many residents describe the waves of the attack taking place on the outskirts of Maiduguri, that include Dalwa, 20 kilometers from the capital, Ajilari, 2 kilometers, Dalori, 15, Jakana, 40, Kunduka, 37, and Kawari, 50 kilometers, as an indication that insurgents have surrounded the town. Wow. A resident of Gomari, Bashir Yusuf, said the whole air was being taken over by gunshots and explosions. But alhamdulillah, the situation is calm and prayers have begun. The spokesperson of the police command, Kenneth Darcy, confirmed the incident, saying the security operatives are on top of the situation. Is that true? Another story from the same: how renewed Boko Haram attacks put Maiduguri on the spot. Well, a few other spots in Maiduguri have under town. Dr. Getso, who is a security expert, said that the recent bombed attacks in Maiduguri do not necessarily signal a resurgence of Boko Haram, insisting that the insurgents never left. Said they were there. Another story here, timeline of attacks. Last month, the insurgents attacked the military base, but it was repelled by the gallant troops under the command of the late Lieutenant Colonel Umar Farouk, and many terrorists were killed. He also died. God bless his soul. And we have that. Then we now have a story. Zulum condemns blasts, calls for calm and vigilance. And guess what? The story says that Borno State Governor Professor Bagana Zulum has condemned the explosion. Zulum is currently in Saudi Arabia for the lesser heart. I can't believe what I just read. And the president too is on his way to the UK. Yeah, I think he leaves this morning. So I don't know. I reserve my comments on all that.
Indeed. Let's go take our next story. We'll go to The Guardian now, away from the trust. The Guardian has a story here. Nigerians anticipate improved ties as Tinubu departs for UK.
Yes, the president is going to the United Kingdom. I think he leaves this morning and is going with the First Lady. This is 37 years after the last visit, the kind of visit that we have now. And his itinerary includes bilateral talks with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and interactions with diasporan Nigerians. And is the first official visit by a Nigerian leader in the past 7 years. Tinubu visit goes beyond pomp as it offers a great opportunity to strengthen the bilateral economic ties between the two countries. The last time there was such a state visit by Nigeria's head of state was in 1989, when General Babangida was a guest of the Crown. So this is a full state visit. Part of what I think is happening is that maybe the British are a bit worried that it's getting very rosy with the French. You know, every time he goes to France, which could be about 3-4 times a year, the French rule out everything. And the benefits are seen. A French citizen is one who got a deal for the coastal road. He's a French citizen. He carries the French passport. Mm-hmm. He also has gotten the deal for the ports that I've announced last week, Friday or so. He's also got a deal for the ports. So many things are coming the French way. A French indigene is a French indigene. Sometimes you can refer to me as a British indigene because I am. So that's what it is. So before people start asking questions, go and check properly. In fact, he was the gentleman who brokered the relationship between our president and France. Before, he used to go to the UK, at least for his medicals and so on and so forth. And it is said that, and the gentleman we are talking about, the French citizen we are talking about, oh my God, you don't want to know how far he's gone in Nigeria. So I think that, amongst other things, the French could be worried that Nigeria is slipping away.
The British
could be worried that Nigeria is slipping away from the tight grasp. So they are laying it all out for Mr. President, which is good for him, really. Mm-hmm. It's for him now to make the best out of it. And it's for him to put a hold and a rein on those who would go with him and so on and so forth, to put up their best behavior, because sometimes they fit for your hand. I hope also on a lighter note that his stress, his stress sense will be well taken care of.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, the president should have, for example, a nice coat to wear, like what he... I don't know what could have happened. I would have thought that his wardrobe was top, you know, I mean, he's well-traveled, he's well... maybe it was just an oversight. Anyway, so that is what is going to happen, and we wish him all the best.
No, before we wish him,
yes.
I want to talk about the interests of Nigeria. You have rightly, you know, spoken about the interests of the French, the interests of the British people. How about the interests of Nigeria? In all of this, do you think that Nigeria's interests have been taken care of?
Do you want the gospel truth that I think from me?
Yes, of course.
Our politicians are going there for their personal interests. They will put the Nigerian agenda forward, but they won't see it through. It's their personal interests they'll be running around for. That's the way it is. That is the way it is. And I hope they also learn from their UK counterparts. Now, I was on Sky News for 4 hours on Sunday morning, when some of you were in church. I was on Sky News, and I could see the efforts from the various interviews of what is being done in the UK to protect its citizens from this recent increase in oil prices and so on and so forth. How they have capped this, they have spoken to all. We haven't done any of it at all.
Oh, we haven't heard of any.
The last that we heard this time last week, we are monitoring the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Which can be said by anybody. But you could see the efforts, and I at some point you could feel a bit of tears at the edge of my eyes. What is wrong with us as a people? I hope it will change. I hope that they will also see democracy at work. And please, 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 even though she's the daughter of Bolami Iwosun, Kemi Badenoch is not a Nigerian in this particular dispensation we are talking about. She is not. So we should be very careful how we handle her and not overplay the familiar role. I remembered, I brought her up again. Not too bad. She was saying that the Nigerian-ness in her, there is nothing like that in the diplomatic world. And things are done, you know, in the right manner. So please, 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 don't let's bungle this thing.
Yeah,
I'd be very happy if you don't bungle it. Because you see, whether you like it or not, it's also my country.
Right.
Okay, well, no matter how critical we are, some of these things also, you know, we also take part of the flak.
Mm.
But I wish him, in all honesty, I wish him a good trip. Yeah. I think within 3-4 days, he'll be back.
Right, I'm just...
And
I'm
he
just,
should leave Bwala behind. He should leave Bwala. No, I'm glad because
if
ironically...
You should go with him so that
there was
can go on BBC's
no,
Hard
was
Talk.
A, and no, don't let him go for Hard Talk. The people I saw yesterday, there was Dele Alaki, there was the minister, there was his spokesperson, and there was Sunday Daddy. I want to run here.
Okay.
Let him keep, you know... They should just keep him. But to be honest with you, I think by now the president should have just deployed him into
right.
to some desk.
Okay, I mean, I'd love to see the details of the agreements they would be trying to, because there's a lot going on actually, especially with Nigerians in the UK with immigration, with school. Nigerian students, all of those things, because they matter, they count.
And one of the questions the president will be asked, I don't know, I hope they don't ask him, is what his minister or his government is doing to the Nigerians in the diaspora. Umahi has wrongly handled the issue of the foreign investors who came to invest in estate, the woman. He's thoroughly mishandled it. And that question is going to come out when he meets Nigerians. So, if possible, it should leave Umahi behind. That's a complete embarrassment. And by the way, the lady in question, one lady in question, what's her name, Tracy, has come around again to apologize to everybody that she apologized.
Sorry.
So we'll treat that at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Let's move on to our next story quickly, Lagos. If you're just joining us, you're most welcome. We're streaming live on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube. Drop your comment, share the live with your social media communities, and let's keep the conversation going. Vanguard newspaper, page 8, hardship, civil servants demand 154,000 naira minimum wage.
I think the issue has gone beyond what should be the minimum wage. I think that we need to start looking at value. If you like, pay 1 million a month, what does it get you? I know that the National Public Service Negotiating Council has demanded 154,000 as a minimum wage. At face value, it looks okay. You would say that, okay, with 154,000, we can do this and do that. But what can it get you? Rather, I think that one of the major issues is to balance out the salary structure and balance out or probably tighten tighten the access to the cookie jar. You know, where a senator earns 14 million and a professor earns less than 1 million, It doesn't even out. Where you are ready to buy a vehicle of 154 million for a senator who does virtually 1/3 of the work that a professor does, it doesn't even out. So it's not so much the figure. The figure is short term. Close your eyes and remember that today, what is today's minimum wage was almost the salary of a palm sec at one time in Lagos. So don't chase the figure, chase the value.
What's the value of that money?
There is a need to overhaul the whole remuneration system in Nigeria. It's lopsided. It is lopsided. So that's my appeal this morning. It's lopsided. So they should concentrate on, there's a need to narrow down the gap between what public officers get and what political officers also get, because the spectrum is, they're almost equal, they're not of course, but the spectrum is that whatever. So Sheriff, my demand should be that, look, let us do a whole restructuring on what some people in the banking sector earn, up to 15 million, 20 million a month, 25. But then the equivalence of the public service will end there. How much is the salary of a palm sec? I don't think it's up to a million.
A palm sec should be on 16, I think.
16 what? Million?
Level 16.
Level 16.
Yeah.
And that is how much?
That shouldn't be much. It's not that. You see,
it should be a miracle if a palm sec can use his end salary to rent a flat on Bede Thomas.
It shouldn't be. I do not. If it's Okay, let me not just guess. I don't know. I don't want to guess.
But we've been living a lie. Mm. We've been living a lie.
I mean, above all, I think that the responsibility of trying to make life better for people should be shared equally between the state, the local government, and the federal government. And not because President Tinubu said it recently; it's because we've been saying this over and over and over again. States have been so wasteful, and they have been so spoiled because nobody talks about them. So the whatever it is that they get to just corner everything and be the Lord and Savior when election comes, because they have these humongous resources at their disposal that they are at a loss as to what to do with it. So that's why during election they want to, because they have enough. They don't even know what to do with the money. Nobody's asking them. They don't. I would like to go to Ogun State, for instance, and the man is busy doing roads now. And in my mind, I'm thinking, so what have you been doing?
You know, why you said?
I mean, what has he been doing for almost 8 years?
I can say authoritatively that Dapo Abiodun doesn't have the capacity to be an executive.
And you could say the same thing for majority of the governors. If you don't put pressure on them, they will not do. They don't want to do.
See, Charles, the time has come when we need to find a way to appoint governors. If a man, I repeat it for the umpteenth time, people say we've heard this before. If a man cannot be MD of Cadbury, MTN or whatever, he has no business running a state.
We're talking about management.
But where you have a governorship aspirant and you ask him calmly, where did you go to school? And he say that the matter is in court. Those are the little things that tell you. The Ogun State governor, as far as concerned, he can play all the politics he likes. He's almost been a monumental failure in the state. Nobody, I've never met Toti, I don't know who he is, but people can see, I can feel. Just this morning, I was getting to arrange the journalists who would cover some parts of what's going on in that state, and I will interview her just this morning. Let's call a spade a spade. You can't compare the Ogun State governor with his other governors. What is governance? In a country like Nigeria, what is the major thing people want? Good education, which we talked about. You see the performance of the good roads. Water. I think water should be taken out. Health. At least you can see things that are.
Yeah.
The other day I saw this Ilera Eko, what do they call
it? Yes, Lashma. Yeah.
Lashma. You can see some thinking going on, but in that state.
Ogun State. Yes, Ogun.
We had one of his local government chairman here. That one almost ended up in jail. Mm. Wale Adedayo.
Yeah, the one that.
Yes, and he said you are using their money to buy second-hand vehicles for them.
And because he spoke out, you let's not be talking, Gary.
No, I wish we could get lock some people up at Edo Peter's side, Lisa Gbakoba, Patu Tomi, and work out a framework by which we can sieve people, and then have four or five aspirants. Well grounded, but in a situation where the Electoral Act again makes allowance for forgery, we have a long way to go.
That's another issue, and not a small issue. Mm. Let's take this story as we go. Straight off Hormuz, EU rejects Trump's demand for help.
Well, you have to keep your eyes going on what is happening in the world. All of you know Donald Trump has attacked and his counterpart in Israel. They've attacked, Iran. Now there's this place called the Strait of Hormuz, which is a very strategic whatever for economic movements of ships and so on and so forth. And Trump has now called on European countries to come and help him consolidate the hold on that place. And most of them, from what I don't know how much time we have, most of them say that they were not interested. Uh-huh. The Greek government said, this is not our war. We didn't start it. The German chancellor says that it is not NATO's war. NATO is an alliance to defend the alliance area. And he says that he took note of Trump's comments, but added, the United States did not consult us before this war, and so we believe this is not a matter for NATO or the German government. So this might really well backfire on him at some point.
Right, indeed. Keep your eyes on that thing, because it's affecting everybody. It's affecting the global economy.
The other news you couldn't carry is affecting the airline fares. It's affecting the cost of petrol.
Yeah, it's global economy. Global economy. Energy in America is about 24% as of yesterday. It should go up again.
But we are observing the matter.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Observer.
We're back at 9 o'clock. Kofi will make a return after the news. Stay here with us.